intellect and friend, the way of feeling. It is necessary to keep away from strangers, not from friends. The fur coat is for winter, not for spring. Wisdom becomes twofold with another wisdom. The road becomes clear with the light's increase. When the self smiles with another self, the road of darkness increases. The friend is your eye. O hunter, keep him away from sticks and straws. Beware, do not make dust with the tongue's broom. Do not make a gift out of the rubbish to your eye. Since the believer is the mirror of the believer, his face is free from dimness. The friend is the mirror of the soul in sorrow. O the soul, do not breathe on the face of the mirror. Hence, let its face not be covered with your breath. Every moment you must swallow your breath. Are you lower than the earth? While the earth found a friend, it obtained hundreds of thousands of divine light out of spring. The tree that is befriended with a friend blossomed from top to toe. When it sees a repugnant friend in autumn, it withdrew its face and head under the quilt. The tree said, a bad friend is to create disaster. When it comes, my course is to sleep. In this case, I will sleep. I will be the men of the cave. That prisoner of sorrow is better than Desianus. Their being awake has been spent for Desianus. Their sleep has become the capital of their honor. Sleep is wakefulness when it is together with knowledge. Alas for the awakened man who is with the ignorant one. When crows pitch their tents in January, the nightingales hide themselves and become silent. Because when there is no rose garden, the nightingale is silent. Disappearance of the sun kills wakefulness. O sun, in order to light up underneath of the earth, you leave this rose garden. The sun of knowledge does not immigrate. Its place of rising is only the spirit and wisdom. Especially the duty of the maturity of the sun from that side is to light up day and light. If you are Alexander, come to the sun's rising place. After that, wherever you go, you will be well lit. After that, wherever you go, it will become the place of the sunrise. The east falls in love with your west. Your bat-like sense is running towards the west. Your pearl-scattering sense is heading for the east. The way of sense is the way of donkeys. O rider, O you, oppressing the donkeys, shame on you. There are five senses besides these five senses. It is like red, gold. These senses are like copper. In the bazaar, where experts of the judgment day are present, how could they buy the copper sense as if it were the golden sense? The sense of bodies eat the food of darkness. The sense of spirit is fed by the sun. A snake owner stealing a snake from another snake owner. A petty thief stole a snake from a snake owner. Due to his folly, he counted this a great prize. The snake owner escaped from the injury by the snake. The snake killed its robber, groaningly. Then the snake owner saw and recognized him. He said, "My snake freed him of his soul. My soul was wishing in my prayers I might find him and take back my snake. Thanks to God that my prayer was rejected. I supposed it harmed, but it turned out to be a profit." The holy God does not hear many prayers about loss and death in his generosity. A Sufi whose ass was sold. A Sufi arrived at a dargah or monastery after traveling. He took his ass to the stable and tied it there. He gave it a little water and some hay with his own hand. He did not do the same as the Sufi we have told of earlier. He took the precaution of forgetting and dazedness, but when accident comes, it is the use of precaution. Sufis are destitute and poor. Poverty creates almost destructive infidelity. O rich man, be careful. You are fully fed. Do not laugh at the unevenness of the sorrowful poor. The Sufi flock, because of poverty, and attempted to sell the ass. Because, due to necessity, a case becomes permissible. For necessity, many ruined things become appropriate. They immediately sold the little ass. They bought food and lit candles. Jubilation rose in the dargah. Tonight there is food, a sema, or Sufi's performance, and joy. For how long is this patience and this three-day fasting? For how long? How long is this sack and this beggary? For how long? We are also human beings. We also have a soul. Tonight, good luck is our guest. As they suppose the false soul as the soul, they were sowing the useless seed. That guest was tired too by the long journey and saw this good fortune and fondness. The Sufis, one by one, were treating him well, were playing the game of pleasant attentions. As they saw their affection towards him, he said, "If not tonight, when will I enjoy myself?" They ate their meal and began the sema. The dargah was filled with dust and smoke up to the ceiling. Both the smoke of the kitchen and the dust raised by the beating of the feet, the soul was rebelling in pleasure and great enthusiastic delight. Sometimes clapping their hands, they were beating their feet. Sometimes they were sweeping the hall in prostration. The Sufi achieves his desire after a long time. Therefore, he eats a lot. However, the Sufi who has eaten his fill by the glory of God is an exception. He is free from the shame of beggary. These are only a few among the thousands of Sufis. The rest of them live in this state. When the sema run from the beginning to the end, the musician started a deep tone. He started to sing. The ass is gone, the ass is gone. He made everybody share this song. Until dawn, they were beating their feet and clapping their hands, singing this song. Oh son, the ass is gone, the ass is gone. That Sufi too started to sing mutely by imitating them. The ass is gone. When the drinking, excitement and the sema were over, the sun rose and they all said farewell. The dargah became empty and the Sufi remained alone. That traveler was shaking the dust off his baggage. He, the one seeking a traveling companion, took his baggage from the room in order to tie it on the ass. He was hurrying to catch his traveling companions, went into the stable, could not find his ass there. He said to himself, "That servant must have taken the ass to water, since it drank very little water last night." The servant came. The Sufi asked, "Where is the ass?" The servant said, "Look at your beard and be ashamed." A quarrel began. The Sufi said, "I have entrusted the ass to you. I have assigned you the caretaker of it. I demand from you what I have handed in. Give me back what I have sent to you." The Prophet said, "Whatever your hand has taken in must be given back in the end. If you do not consent with this and disagree, look, here are you, I, and the house of the religious judge." The servant said, "I was defeated by the Sufis. They attacked me. I was in fear for my life. You throw a liver amongst the cats and are screeching at the trace of it. A loaf of bread amongst 100 hungry men, one miserable cat before 100 dogs." The Sufi said, "I suppose that they took it from you by violence and intended to take my life. Do not come back and tell me, 'Oh, poor man, they are taking away your ass.' I would get back my ass from the purchase of whoever he is, or else do they share the gold? If they were here, there would be 100 solutions. Now each of them has gone to a different country. Whom shall I seize? Whom shall I take to the Qadi? This incident has come upon me by yourself. How would you not come and tell me, 'Oh stranger, such a terrible cruelty has occurred?'" The servant said, "In God's name, several times I came to inform you of these things. You were singing more enthusiastically than all the others. Oh son, the ass is gone. I was going back thinking, he himself is aware of it. He is content with his fate. He is a man of wisdom." The Sufi said, "Everybody was singing it merrily, so I found it delightful to sing it as well. To imitate them blindly caused my ruin, my 200 curses on that imitation. Especially on the imitation of such unfortunate ones, the wrath of Abraham is on those who are sinking. The pleasure of that community was being reflected, and this heart of mine was being delighted by that reflection. Until water is withdrawn from the unreflecting sea, reflection from good friends is needed. Know the first reflection as that imitation. When it happens repetitively, it becomes real. Unless it becomes realization, do not part from friends. Do not take it out of its shell, that drop that has not yet become a pearl. If you wish the eye, brain, and the ear to be pure, tear the curtain of greediness. Because the Sufi's imitation hindered his brain with greed from light and glitters. The greediness of food, pleasure, and sama refrained his brain from becoming aware. If greed appeared in the mirror, that mirror would be like us in hypocrisy. If scales were greedy on property, how would it say the peculiarity of the case correctly? Every prophet has said to his people clearly, I do not demand the wages for my message. I am a guide. God is your customer. God appointed me to act as a mediator between two sides. What is the wage for my work? To see the beloved. Even though Ebu Bekir gave me 40,000, his 40,000 cannot be my wages. How can the pearl of Aden be similar to the black stone? I will tell you a story. Listen to it carefully to learn that greediness plugs the ears. Whoever is greedy starts to lisp. How can both the eye and the heart become bright with greed? His desire for position and gold is like having a hair in the eye. Nevertheless, even though you give treasure to the drunkard who is filled with God's justice, he will be free. This world is impure before the eyes of the one who is granted to see God. But that Sufi was away from drunkenness. He spent a night blind in futile ambition. The man who is overcome by ambition listens to 100 stories. No remark enters into his ear with ambition. Whose loss is it? If the patient becomes an enemy to the doctor and the child shows hostility to the teacher, in truth, they are preventers of their own lives. They waylay their own mind and soul. If a washman gets angry with the sun, if a fish is furious at the water, look at the one who will lose. In the end, who becomes unhappy for this? If God creates you with an ugly face, avoid being both ugly-faced and ugly-natured. If your shoes are ripped, do not go to the stony ground. If you have two horns, do not become four-horned. You are jealous, saying, I am inferior to so-and-so. Inferiority in my fortune is increasing. Jealousy itself is another defect and fault. What is more, it is worse than all the other inferiorities. That devil threw himself into damnation because of the shame and disgrace of inferiority. Figure and meaning. Know in the end that pretty and fine figure with bad qualities is worthless. If the figure is ugly and unpleasant but with good morals, die at his feet. Know that the outward figure disappears, whereas the world of meaning remains eternal. How long will you deal with the figure of the jug, let alone the copy of the jug? Seek water. Planting thorns on the road. The same as this hard and fair-spoken man who planting a thorn bush in the middle of the road. The wayfarers complained and said, dig it up. He did not dig it up. The thorn bush was growing every moment. The people's feet were bleeding from the injury it caused. The people's clothes were being torn by the thorns. The feet of the poor were being wounded hurtfully. When the judge said to him seriously, dig this up. He replied, all right, I will dig it up someday. For a long time he promised, saying that tomorrow and tomorrow. His thorn bush became deep-rooted. One day, the judge said to him, "O false promiser, step forward for our affair. Do not refrain." He said, "O uncle, there are days forthcoming." The judge said, "Hurry up. Do not delay. You who say tomorrow, be aware that it is the time that goes on every day. That horrible tree is growing younger, and the digger is growing older and weaker. The thorn bush is gaining strength and rising. The thorn digger is getting older and weaker. The thorn bush is green and fresh every day and every moment. The thorn digger is weakening and drying every day. It is growing younger. You are getting older. Be quick and do not waste your time. Know that every bad habit of yours is a thorn bush. After all, several times the thorn hurt your foot. Many times you have been hurt by your own bad habits. You have no sense. You became very senseless. For the injuries of others because of your bad habits. If you are unaware, are you not aware of your own wounds? You are the torturer, both to yourself and to the others. Either take up your axe and strike as a man, like Ali, break off this gate of Kaibar, or reunite this thorn with the rosebush, unite the light of the friend with fire. Luqman and his master. Whenever his master is served food, he would send someone after Luqman, so that intentionally Luqman might put his hand to food and the master might eat the leftovers. He would cheer up by eating his leftovers. He would throw away the food he did not eat. If he ate, he would eat it unwillingly and without appetite. This is an eternal attachment. They had brought a melon as a present, the master said. "Go, son, call Luqman." He cut a slice and gave it to him. He ate it as if it were sugar and honey. Because Luqman ate with pleasure, he gave him a second one. Thus the slices reached up to the 17th. "One slice is left," the master said. "I will eat this and see what a sweet melon this is." He is eating with such pleasure that from his delight all natures have appetite and asked for the morsel. As soon as he ate it, for its bitterness the fire became blazing, both his tongue blistered and his throat burned. He lost his consciousness for some time due to its bitterness. Afterwards he said to him, "O soul and world, how did you eat that much poison? How did you think this torture to be favor? What patience is this? For what reason is this endurance? Or else, is your life an enemy in your opinion? Why did you not bring a plea by trickery saying, 'I have an excuse, stop for a while'?" Luqman said, "I have eaten so much from your blessing hand that I am bent double in shame. O possessor of ingenuity, I was ashamed not to eat one bitter thing from your hand, because all parts of me have emerged by the blessing food you gave me, plunged into your bait and your trap. If I wail and complain for bitterness, may the soil be 100 times on all parts of my body. The taste of your sugar bestowing hand presented it. Did it leave any bitterness in this melon? By love, bitter things are sweetened. By love, copper becomes gold. By love, dregs become clear. By love, grief becomes healing. By love, the dead are revived. By love, the sultan is made a slave. This love is also the result of knowledge. Who can sit on such a throne inappropriately? How can defective knowledge give birth to love? Defective knowledge creates love, but only for lifeless ones. Thank you. Moses and the shepherd. Moses saw a shepherd on the way. He was saying, oh my God, where are you? May I become your servant? May I sew your shoes, comb your head? May I wash your clothes, kill your lice, bring milk to you, O majestic one? I may kiss your tiny hand, rub your little foot. I may sweep the ground when bedtime comes. Oh, all my goats may be sacrificed to you. Oh, may I and Ah is with your remembrance. That shepherd was saying such empty words. Moses said, O man, to whom are you speaking? The shepherd replied, to the one who created us, who created all this earth, sky. Moses said, hey, you have become unfortunate. Without becoming a Muslim, you have become an infidel. What nonsense word is this? What blasphemy and raving is this? Stuff some cotton into your mouth. The stench of your blasphemy has covered the whole world. Your blasphemy has torn the silk fabric of religion into pieces. Shoes and socks are suitable for you. How can such things be for a son? If you do not close your throat to these words, a fire will come and burn up the people. If a fire has not come, what is this smoke? What is darkened soul, dismissed spirit? If you know that God is righteous, what kind of faith is your nonsense and insolence? An unwise friend is himself an enemy. Almighty God does not need such service. To whom are you saying this? To your paternal or maternal uncle? Are objects and needs among the attributes of the Lord Almighty? The one who is growing drinks milk. The one in need of a foot puts on shoes. And if these words of yours are for his servant, of whom God said, he is I, and I am he, for him of whom he said, I was sick, you did not visit me, I became ill, he does not become ill alone. For his servant who has become by seeing me and hearing me, this is foolish nonsense also. To speak immorally to one chosen of God causes the heart to perish and keeps the page black. Although men and women are all of one kind, if you call a man Fatima, albeit he is good-natured, forbearing, and quiet, he will seek to shed the blood of you, so far as it is possible. The name Fatima is a term of praise in regard to women. If you address it to a man, 'tis the blow of a spearhead. The hand and foot are praise in relation to us. In relation to the holiness of God, they are unbecoming. He begetteth not, nor is he begotten, are appropriate to him. He is the creator of the begetter and the begotten. Birth is the attribute of everything that is of a body. Whatever is born is on this side of the river, because it is of the world of becoming and decay and is powerless. It is originated and certainly requires an originator. The shepherd, O Moses, you have sown my mouth, you hurt my heart in regret. He tore his own clothes and sighed deeply. He headed off towards the desert and went. A revelation reached Moses from God. You have separated our servant from us. Did you come to unite or else to set apart? As far as you can do, do not step towards separation. The most hateful thing to me is separation. I have bestowed everyone a unique behavior. I have granted everyone an expression. For him praise, but for you blame. For him honey, but for you poison. We are completely free from the clean and the dirty one, from the whole indolence and alacrity too. I did not ordain to get benefit. I rather ordained to show generosity to my servants. For the Hindus, the name of India is praise. Likewise, for the Sindhians, the name of Sindh is praise. I will not be pure for their rosary. It is them who become pure. They scatter the pearl. We do not look at the tongue and the talk. We look at the soul and the state. When Moses heard this reproof from God, he ran after the shepherd in the desert. He ran following his footsteps. He scattered dust from every nook and cranny of the desert. The footstep of the excited man is indeed different from the lot of others. One step is like the rook from top to bottom. The other step goes crosswise, like the bishop. Sometimes lifting the flag like a wake, sometimes advancing on his belly like a fish. Sometimes like a fortune teller, reading the sand's fortune, writing his condition on sand. At last he saw him. He said to him, good news, permission has come. Do not look for any method and order. Say whatever your sorrowful heart desires. Your denial is religion, and your religion is the glory of the soul. You are Sefa, and the whole world is safe through you. Oh, the man who is forgiven by God does whatever he wills. Go fearlessly, loose your tongue. The shepherd said, O Moses, I have passed beyond that. I am now full with my heart's blood. I have passed beyond the three of border. I have gone 100,000 years beyond. You lashed my horse staggering, made a curvet and reached beyond the sky. May the world of meaning souls be intimacy of the world of our material bodies. Congratulations on your hand and your arm. Now my state is beyond description. This which I have been telling is not my state. You see the image in the mirror. It is your figure, not the figure of the mirror. Does the breath which the reed player blows into the reed belong to the reed? Does it not belong to the man? Beware. Pay attention. Even if you praise God or offer thanksgiving, know that it is the same as the futile words of the shepherd. Even if your praise is better in comparison with his, it is still insufficient in relation to God. Until when will you talk boasting? When the curtain has been raised, it is seen that what had been presumed did not occur. Jalunas and the Madman. Jalunas said to his friends, Let one of you give me a medicine. Then that person told him, Oh, man of knowledge, this medicine is used for madness. Let it be away from your wisdom. Do not say it again, Jalunas said. A madman came towards me, looked at my face pleasantly for a moment, blinked at me, and then tore my sleeve. Had I not been a fellow creature with him, how would that ugly-faced man have turned towards me? Had he not seen me as his fellow creature, how could he have come close to me? How could he approach the one who is not his own kind? If two persons approach one another, no doubt there is something in common between them. How can a bird fly with the one which is not of its own kind? To be together with the one from a different kind is the grave and the tomb. The man whose speech is false. Do not believe even if he takes an oath. The man whose speech is false breaks his oath. Since his word without the oath is a lie, do not be deceived by his trick and oath. His flesh is the master, whereas his intellect is the slave. Suppose that he has sworn on 100,000 Qurans. If he breaks his word without an oath, he will break it even if he has taken an oath. Be a friend with the society. There is benefit in your visiting the patient. The benefit arising from it belongs to you. The first benefit is this. Perhaps that patient is an authority and a great sultan. O stubborn one, since you do not have two heart eyes, you cannot differentiate a wood from an aloes tree. Since there is a treasure in the world, do not get hurt. Deem no ruined place empty of threats. Go and visit every dervish or poor one repeatedly. When you find a mark, wander around him devotedly. Since you have not got the inward seeing eye, deem a treasure in every body. If he is not an authority, then he may be a friend. If he is not a sultan, perhaps he is a horse rider. Deem it necessary to visit friends of the way, whoever they may be, either footman or rider. Even if he is an enemy of you, this kindness is good, because through kindness, many enemies become good friends. If he does not become a friend, his hate is lessened, because kindness becomes the balm for hatred. O good friend, there are many other benefits besides these ones, but I'm afraid of being boring. To sum up, be the friend of society. Carve a friend like the sculptor, because the multitude and the throng of a caravan breaks the backs and spears of the highwaymen. The beauty of the faithless. O friends, beauty that is spoken out without heart and soul is like grass in the furnace. O sun, look at it from the distance and pass on. It is not good for eating or smelling. Beware, do not go towards the beauty of the faithless, because it is a ruined bridge. Listen to my advice. If an ignorant person steps on it, the bridge will be broken and he may break his foot. Wherever the army is defeated, it is because of two or three men who have lost their masculinity. He comes to the battle line armed like a man. He is trusted that here is the comrade of the cave. When he sees injury, he turns his face back. His parting leaves you helpless. Soul that saw its own. Four Indians entered into a mosque, bowed their heads and prostrated themselves for prayer. Each of them performed the takbir for a niyat and began to pray in lowliness and distress. The muezzin came in. From one of them, a remark was heard. O muezzin, have you given the call to prayers? Is there much time? Another Indian said, Hey, you have spoken and your prayer is invalid. The third one said to the second speaker, O uncle, why do you blame him? Tell yourself. The fourth one said, Praise be to God, I have not fallen into the pit like those three. Thus, as a result, the prayers of all four were marred. The ones who found fault lost their way more. How happy the soul that saw its own fault. The one who finds faults in others takes the fault on himself. Because half of him comes from the land of faults, and the other half is from the land of the unseen. If you have 10 sores on your head, you must apply your balm on yourself. His remedy is to find his own faults. It is the exact occasion for the word, have pity, if he becomes fallen. If you do not have the same fault, do not be sure. That fault may be seen in yourself too. Have you not heard the verse of God, Do not fear? Then why have you felt yourself secure and happy? Iblis took good names for years, then he was disgraced. Look, what is his name? His eminence was known in the world. Now it became the opposite, alas for him. Do not wish to be known until you are certain. Wash your face out of fear, then show your face. Oh, my beautiful one, until one's own beard does not grow, do not insult another whose chin is without a beard. Remember that the soul of Iblis was trapped by falsity. He fell into the pit, and this became a lesson for you. You did not fall so that you could be a lesson to him. He drank the poison. You eat your sugar. Mouse and the Camel. A little mouse took a camel's leash and went off proudly. The camel went with it by reason of its quickness. The mouse flattered itself as saying, "I am as strong as a wrestler." The light of its thoughts struck the camel and said, "I will show you. Enjoy yourself." It came to the bank of a great river at which a huge elephant would be helpless. The mouse stopped there and remained motionless. The camel came, saying to it, "Oh, my friend, over hill and desert. What is this standing for? Why are you surprised? Step forward, go into the river like a man. You are my guide and leader. Do not wait at the middle of the way, and do not remain silent." The mouse said, "This river is huge and deep. I am afraid of being drowned, O friend." The camel said, "Let me see the depth of the water," and quickly stepped into it. The camel said, "O blind mouse, the water is up to the knee. Why did you become anxious and lose your mind?" The mouse said, "It is like an ant to you, but a dragon to me. There are differences from one knee to another." "O skillful one, if it is up to your knee, it will be 100 meters higher than my head." The camel said, "Do not act arrogantly again. Let your body and soul not be burnt by this falsehood. Compare yourself with mice like you. A mouse has nothing to say to a camel." The mouse said, "I repent. For God's sake, get me across this deadly water." The camel pitied him and said, "Be careful. Jump up and sit on my hump. This passage is clear for me. I can take across 100 others like you. Since you are not a prophet, be the follower on the road. One day you may achieve from the pit to the top. Since you are not the sultan, remain as the folk to be ruled. Since you are not the captain, do not steer alone. Since you are not a mature person, do not hire a shop by yourself. Be pliant to the hand so that you can be dough." The story is like a measuring bowl. O brother, the story is like a measuring bowl, and the meaning in it is like the grain. The man of wisdom takes the grain of meaning. He does not look at the measuring bowl, even if it is taken away. Listen to the adventure between the rose and the nightingale, though there is no overt speech.